Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, the topic today is creating money, and here is where we begin. This day feels to me like the very first day of what I know is going to be an ever-expanding, ever-improving series of delicious and delightful events. The segments of time that I know that I will be experiencing today will move from one interesting, delicious, and delightful experience to the next. So I'm expecting that this day, like every day that is to come, is going to be one where I'm going to look back at the end and I am going to think, this was precisely what I was wanting, and actually even more than what I thought was possible. Particularly when it comes to the topic of creating money, I'm noticing more and more that I'm getting better and better at allowing the money that I am wanting to have come into my experience to not only arrive, but also to take hold and to take root and to expand from exactly where it is that I am. The key to this, I am noticing, is my imagination and my willingness to dream and my willingness to find that vibrational frequency that the money that I am wanting happens to reside in. It's not really that complicated an idea. All that's really going on here is that I'm expecting to receive money. I'm expecting that money will come into my life, will fall from the sky, will present itself in very easy to release and receive and allow sorts of ways. And when I say that money is easy to release, what I mean is that the idea that I need it, that idea is fading, and the idea that I want it, that I desire it, that I have a positive affiliation with the idea, a positive inclination towards the idea, a positive affirmation of the idea, all of these things are what are taking shape and taking root. And today, better than yesterday, but not quite as good as tomorrow, I know that I am going to be more and more and more in alignment with the idea that it's very easy, it's very simple, it's fun, it's normal for me to be creating money. That's the normal experience in my life. No longer am I subject to situations or personalities or experiences or things that I think I'm supposed to be doing. Now what I'm noticing is that the more that I'm in alignment with what I want, and that means experiences, qualities, characteristics of relationships, particular objects or items, or even just ideas, the more that I'm in alignment with what I want, the more that I really move in that direction, I'm getting more and more and more into the vibrational frequency of what it means to create money, and not just what it means to create money, but actually the very delicious process of creating money. Creating money, which is simple and easy and fun and normal. This is getting so wonderful and so delicious and so much better than anything I ever thought would be possible along the lines of this topic. So I really am not worrying like I used to, and I am finding that to be just amazing and just delicious. I'm not really concerned about what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm bringing myself more and more and more into alignment with what I want to be doing. And what I'm noticing is that as I follow that which feels better to me, both in thought and in word and in action, as I'm following what feels better right in the moment, things just keep getting better and better and better. So as I'm creating money, all that I'm doing is I'm imagining that I'm having what I'm wanting. And I'm thinking about it in very practical, very grounded terms, because I have money in very practical and grounded terms. When money comes into my life, it's in the form of either cash in my hand or bits and bytes of data on a computer, but it's real, it's tangible, I'm able to access it. And so the high-flying idea that I used to have about abundance or prosperity as some sort of concept that was out in the ethers and out in the sky is now coming home in very practical terms. And that's why, as I'm thinking about creating money, what I'm really thinking about is how delicious it is to have the money that I'm wanting. What I'm thinking about is how wonderful it is to receive the money that I'm wanting to receive. What I'm noticing is how much fun it is to spend the money that I want to spend, or to give the money away that I want to give away, or to invest the money that I want to invest, or to save it, or to do all sorts of fun things with it. It doesn't really matter what I'm wanting. What I'm noticing is that now my ideas are on the ground, which is where I live. And so instead of keeping everything up in the air and all very mysterious and somewhat obtuse and abstract, now everything is very practical and real. It took a little bit of effort to get here because I was afraid of the physical, practical, grounded aspects of money for a very long time. And now what I'm noticing is that that's not the case at all. Now I'm very much in alignment with how easy it is to have money, how simple it is, how much fun it is, and how normal it is. It's very normal for me to be wealthy. It's very normal for me to be in the flow of creating money. Because I know that my true wealth, and this is something that I know now that is just completely obvious to me, although it took a while to get here, and I'm really glad I did, it's very obvious to me that my true wealth lies within my imagination. It lies within my ability to think of what it is that I'm wanting, and then to get so clear about it that I'm grounded practically in the idea of receiving and allowing it. I'm expecting it without putting a lot of pressure on myself, so the need for money is evaporating if it's not actually disappeared completely. I don't need anything anymore, but there are a lot of things that I want and a lot of things that I am very much have an affiliation for and a desire for and that I feel very much in alignment with. It's just a very juicy feeling that I know that I'm right here, right on top of it, and it feels really, really good, and I'm expecting it, and I have a very powerful expectation. It's that powerful expectation that is probably the piece of the puzzle that was the most difficult to understand, but once I grasped it, it now is crystal clear what that means. It means that I want something, I'm expecting to have it, and simultaneously, and seemingly paradoxically, I'm okay with the fact that I don't have it yet. So I don't run around worrying about why it's not here. What I do is I just keep affirming. It's great to have all the money that I have now. It's wonderful to be right where I am. It's wonderful knowing that more and more and more money is coming into my life. It's wonderful to know that there are all sorts of people and places that I will be going and connecting with and experiences that I will be having that will line me up with more and more and more of my veritable fortune, that which I have asked for and I am allowing and I am expecting and I know is coming forthwith. So I love being right here on this leading edge place where I have dreamed great dreams. I have imagined wonderful things. Many of those things have already come to pass, and many, many more are yet to arrive. And I'm eagerly anticipating their imminent arrival because I do know that is what is happening. I'm aligned with the inevitability of what I'm creating. And it really feels good. And as good as this feels right here, right now, I know that even more is coming that's going to be better and better and better, and I literally am on the edge of my seat with delicious anticipation, knowing that it's just going to be the best thing ever. So, once again, we found ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we have been doing so here today. And as always, we look forward to the next time that we are able to connect with you. And until that very delicious time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.